Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the Mighty 1090 studios with Paul and Renee from the Shogun. Yes, indeed, the Shogun Sport Fishing out of Fisherman's Landing. Two new owner captains that are just going to kill it.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We're having a great time. And what a great show. Really good information. Fun hearing about the boat and the boys and everything. It's going to be a great time. And we got another great hour coming your way here. Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to join us for the second half, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Again, it's 858-457-1090. Or you can call us on the toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Captain Renee, not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Captain Paul, you're also going to have a shot at winning a great prize. We're giving away a full-day trip going on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing at the end of the show today. So a great opportunity to talk to the boys and also go fishing on a great trip.
Indeed. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, I want to mention it's going to be a great show. Jeff Hughes from H&H Marine. Jeff is an amazing mechanic. He works on field research on my diesels. He installed my generator. And he's a master Yamaha outboard mechanic, too. Has a great shop there right in PB.
Just did the service on our boat on the Easy Access. He takes care of, did a 300 Yamaha service for us and was fantastic. Yeah. We're really stoked.
So Jeff is very, very knowledgeable on all aspects of engines. Going to be on the show tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. And it'll be the first of the year. We're re-signed up with Maui Jim, proudly sponsored by Maui Jim here. We'll be giving away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m.
Going to be a great show. With that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. Hey, don't miss the 7th Annual Ultimate Bay Bass Seminar and Sale. It's Sunday, January 27th at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It all starts with a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast at 7, followed by the ultimate panel discussion right next door at Fast Lane Kayaks. Almost everything will be on sale at Dana Landing. Big discounts on the tackle that you need. Over 20 different tackle representatives and vendors will be on hand to answer all of your questions. It includes free lunch from Traeger Grills. One day only, Sunday, January 27th, only at Dana Landing. It's right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. We're going to start off our FishDope.com report with a man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line right now. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Renee, Paul. Congratulations, guys, on your new venture there, too. That's going to be exciting. But last week I mentioned we had some weather coming midweek. Wow, that turned out to be an understatement. We had over 5 inches of rain for the week here in Huntington Beach with wind and big swell. It made for some very ugly conditions offshore. But for today and tomorrow morning especially, the weather's looking better. Talking to a lot of our customers here this week, I mean, there's a lot of enthusiasm to get back out there and look around for that coastal bluefin that we saw before the weather. There was a healthy sprinkle of good grade bluefin splashing around. Most of it was kind of from just below the rigs in towards Newport and then down off Dana, mostly 48 miles off the beach there was kind of the best zone. And again, being bluefin, mostly all show, no goal, but today's another day and with a little better weather and definitely better visibility. Be interesting to see if that stuff pops back up. Also out in that zone or a little farther outside that zone, and again before the weather, there was some decent kelp patty yellowtail fishing. Most of that was a little bit farther offshore, kind of between the 14 and the 267 and on down from there. And, God, talk about any kind of kelp patty fishing in January. It's just great. Closer to home, the local bass fishing was pretty good yesterday, surprisingly, for sand bass fishing and some sculpin on the structure spots. Conditions were definitely a little funky, but the bass were biting. But it's definitely wintertime, and the best setup for the Sandy's was a squid leadhead combo. You fish it low and slow right along the bottom there. And then at Catalina, a lot of guys are asking. It's getting to be that time of year. And again, the weather was a huge factor this week. There was some squid, backside middle, last week, and then a little bit of yellow backside west showed up there. So hopefully it gets checked out today and we get some reports. So we'll have some updated information for you. So, guys, get out today or tomorrow morning. We got a big wind coming Sunday night and Monday. You know, I know Monday's a holiday. A lot of guys want to go, but it's not looking so good right now. But take advantage today because it looks like nice weather.
Yeah, beautiful weather today. And, yeah, what's with the – I was going fishing on Monday, and what's with that wind, man? That's just like some kind of little front. It's like a one-day deal, right?
Yeah, we got a little weather system coming through that's getting a little stronger, and they put up even a little chance of showers now, but not much chance of rain, but a chance of a big wind.
Big wind.
It's supposed to really blow. So.
Yeah.
This is San Diego. I'm over it. All right, I am over this weather. Like we had our
week. We don't live in Seattle.
We had our week of rain. It happened. Like get on with it. I'm ready for summer and sun and no wind.
Yeah, we had all the winter we need. Let's go back to summertime bluefin and yellowfin and whatnot.
That's what I'm saying.
Supposed to be nice today. Take advantage of it. No doubt about it. And fishdope.com, always great reports. The guys keep on it, whether it's raining or not. Fishdope.com has what you need. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code hookup now, lowercase, no space. Fishdope.com, your source. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Oh, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Hedinger, right there by the big Chevron station. The phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the new website, PacificEdgeTackle.com, same though name, but new website. Chris finally has got it all done. Huge amount of improvements. It's got much more pictures of the tanks. You can scroll around and look at all different aspects of the tanks now. So we're still working on it. Still more stuff going up, but check it out, PacificEdgeTackle.com.
All right. Thanks, Mark, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys. We'll see you.
Appreciate it, Mark. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, out to Seaforth Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. Well, we have a little bit of a break in the weather, so we got a boat out this morning. But beyond that, it's a terribly slow week since the last time I talked to you guys. We did sneak a trip in Thursday morning. They caught some calico bass and some sand bass, 11 calico bass, 5 sand bass, a bonito, and a couple sculpin for the 19 anglers. But beyond that, really slow week here between, you know, a little tougher fishing in January, February anyway, combined with the weather. It's just been, so I wish I had more to tell you guys, but not much going on. Hopefully we get a little break in the weather here. It's going to, you know, kick back in there, and it happens. It's that time of year, and better now in the middle of summer, of course. But definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We do have our trip schedules up there. We have our half days. We have some day and a half on the weekend. And San Diego's not back online yet. Still nothing, no news there. That'll probably be another month or so there. So definitely check that out. A few options up there. And like I said, as long as the weather stays nice, we're going to get out there fishing.
Excellent.
Certainly some great opportunities, and we got, looks like, some nice weather in front of us, so should be some great fishing out of Seaforth. Marcos, appreciate a great report. As always, we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. And that wraps up our catch report.
You got it. Again, this report sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed one of the BG1 oil and fuel detectors, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com. Or you can get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange.
Indeed. Captain Frank Lopresti. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How are you?
Doing
Hi,
great.
Frank.
Morning.
Well,
good morning, everybody. Hey, I just wanted to make a few comments. And basically, I want our public to know that this team of Paul and Renee is going to be something to compete with. I know the first time I was running the RP, which was a few years back, and Paul came rolling into Guadalupe about a day behind me, and I just watched his moves for the next 3 days, and I was just blown away at how well he fished, it was just amazing. And then you go from there to Renee, who had very little experience on his 13-7, but what it all amounts to, you guys, is he's a fisherman.
Right.
And he comes up, you know, it's kind of disgusting, if you ask me, for the guy to go down on one of his first trips and catch three fish over 300 pounds. But the fact is, I know why, and that's because he is a fisherman. And you know what? The two of them together are so customer conscientious.
Yeah.
And then again, it goes back to talk about our industry where – you know, Tim and Randy and Tracy have basically brought Paul up. And Tim came to me with Paul saying, this guy deserves a break. He deserves a future. And this guy really wants to be in the business. He doesn't want to go commercial fishing. He doesn't want to go do this, do that. He wants to own a boat. So we feel very, very lucky. And I think the passengers are all going to gain humongous by these two guys. We have a great crew on the boat. These, with Paul being added to the equation, they're going to be a very difficult team to compete with, okay?
Yeah, well said, Frank. Really awesome. Well said. And we agree with you 100%. And I got to witness fishing with Renee at Guadalupe, and Royal Polaris was right behind us. I got to witness his expertise one time, too.
Right.
So that was a couple years ago. Indeed, he's a darn good fisherman, and I know I fish with Paul too, and so is he. It's going to be a formidable team, as they say, right?
I agree with that. And you know, these guys have been friends for a long time, and they know each other well. So it's not like they've got to get to know each other. And like I said, who's going to gain the most? Well, no doubt the customer. Okay?
No question. Yeah, it's awesome. Going to change the game on the Shogun for sure. And of course, great to have them aboard. And Frank, it's such an opportunity for these young men, and gotta have send kudos out to you for making that happen for so many people in this industry, including these two guys.
Yeah, that's probably one of the biggest rewards I get. Okay.
All right. Fantastic, Frank. All right. All right. Nice to hear from you.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Frank.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Phones are packed. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
Every single phone line is full right now, but keep trying. There's going to be plenty of shots to get you through in the second hour. We're going to jump back into it. We're talking to Scott, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Scott. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Congratulations both to Paul and Renee. I got to fish with you, Renee, on the Shogun 2 years ago on the I forgot the charter. But we went to Colonnette for a 3-day.
Nice.
Anyways, it was a lot of fun. But I was just curious if you guys could share your kind of upbringing and history into getting into the fishing industry and how you got to now being captains of the Shogun.
Yeah, we can, you know, touch base on that. I started up north in Redondo Beach working on the 3/4-day sea spray boat, half-day boat, City of Redondo, and working on the Betty G up there. Came down, my friend Danny Erickson got me a job with Ryan Boschen on San Diego, and I started working with Ryan. I had about 8 years with him, and I jumped over to the Shogun after that and kind of just fell right into it there, the long-range scene. Paul?
I started when I was really young going on the boats out of Oceanside.
You're still young, Paul.
I know. But, I worked on the 3/4-day boat, the Sea Star. We did private charter 3/4-day. I did that until I graduated high school, then went to the New Loan with Marcus for a couple years, and the Royal Star swooped me up pretty quick from them, and I was there for 9 years, just shy
nine
of 9 years on Royal Star, where I ran the boat for three and a half of those years as well, too.
As captain.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, man.
Now
you're
I'm here.
Owner-operator.
Yep.
Yeah,
now you guys
cool.
are committed.
Yeah.
Now you're all in.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's really cool,
yeah.
man.
It's going to be a great team. It's going to be a formidable team, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up for the first time, 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump back into them and talk to James, calling us from Oceanside this morning. Hi, James. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning, James.
Congratulations, captains.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'm a working class guy. I don't get to go out all that often, but I am going on to Cedros.
Nice.
In October, and looking to put a reel on my CalStar 9-foot jig stick, and looking for any recommendations for that. Also wanted to talk about these new Gamakatsu, I think, hooks. They're single hook replacements for treble hooks, and what type of lures that you think that it would be most appropriate to use that for a guy who predominantly fishes on sport boats.
Rick?
Well, starting with the last one first, I guess those Gamakatsu single replacement hooks, they're very cool hooks. They're different from a traditional bait hook in that the eye is turned 90 degrees from where you would traditionally find it. So instead of the eye being opposed to the point, they're in line with it. And where those make a lot of sense is for, you know, the style of fishing that's becoming really popular for calico bass and cabrillas and things like that, and that's those hard jerk baits, or, you know, call them minnow style baits, you know, Rapalas without the lips, like the Nomad Riptide is a really popular one, and the Nomad Mad Scat is a really popular one, all, you know, Lucky Crafts, that type of, you know, suspending jerk bait. And where those single hook replacements come in, one, some, you know, not really the case in the Nomads, they have pretty heavy duty hardware, but some other real popular ones, Lucky Crafts and things like that, the hooks on them are crazy sharp, but they're just not really up to the task of a full day of fishing bass or cabrilla or something like that. They'll work great for the first few fish, but they just bend out just due to you grabbing a hold of them with the dike. So those single replacement hooks, one, they're a lot more heavy duty, but also if you're fishing around cover, eelgrass and kelp and things like that, those single hooks don't grab nearly the amount of junk in the water like the treble hooks do. So a really good replacement for all of those, you know, casting jerkbait style things. And as far as a reel for a jig rod, there's a lot of great ones. And when you saying, you know, you're kind of budget concerned, we can't all go out and, you know, spend a, you know, an unlimited amount of money on a reel, I would really look at getting a Shimano Torium 20 HG. It's
such
a great reel for casting a surface iron. Free spool's fantastic, really good power, really good gears, really good torque. And it's under, you know, it's a couple $100. It's under, I think it's two, you know, it's under $250, so not the
cheapest
reel. And
it'll last you a lifetime.
But you'll have it forever, and way worth that investment. So
indeed. Hope that helps you out. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, speaking of which, you know, in addition to the two-day trip in February we talked about, you have three-day trip in April, and then all month long in May on board the Shogun are three-day trips. How does that trip differ, a three-day trip in May differ from a three-day or two-day trip in April or February?
Well, just the potential of offshore fishing. The water temps are typically a little bit warmer that time of year. The three-day would differ because it'd probably be more primarily focused on offshore fishing, whereas if there's no offshore fishing, you use that rockfish as a bailout or call it, you know, I mean, if there's good yellowtail fishing, you'd spend a day doing that and then a couple days offshore. So
yeah.
It just widens the variety a little bit.
Yeah. And Renee, you have a really good shot at yellowtail in May. May's a prime month for yellow, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. You could, you know, check out the shallows, calling that Kalamazoo.
Yeah. Lots. Yeah. So that's all month long. You guys are going to be running in and out on those 3 days in May.
That's almost a tough call to even think about because their bluefin season has happened so early the last few years. I mean, that's a legitimate shot at bluefin, but I'm the same. Like, I like Baja coastal yellowtail fishing. That's one of my favorite things in the world to do. You know, if you get some of those, especially in May, you can get those really killer springtime days where they're biting the surface iron and fun. Like, you know, it's almost hard to, if you could wish your crystal ball, it's almost hard to decide what you'd rather be doing, fishing bluefin on a fly line sardine or catching yellowtail in the surface iron.
Yeah, no doubt. How about that, though? Great opportunity. Those trips will fill up, no doubt about it, so lots of spots left, so I just wanted to point those out. And then you start into your 6 and 8 day trips and all the summer trips after that.
I
might note too, the prices go up too in the summer. So take advantage of that 3 day for $7.95. That includes all your food, comfortable stateroom, the whole program.
I'll tell you another thing that I would do is if you think you want to do that, if you and a bud want to go on one of those trips, I would book it before Fred Hall happens, just because so many spots get gobbled up at the Fred Hall show. You know, it's when a lot of people book. It's when a lot of people decide. So if you know you want to go now, steal the spot before all the spots get gobbled, because they will. I mean, a 3 day in May on the Shogun, it's going to sell out at some point. There's no doubt. But, you know, while there's still space on them, when you know, if there's a trip that runs over the weekend that, you know, you and a bud want to go on, I would throw your money down now, because once Fred Hall comes, you know those spots are going to get gobbled up.
No question about it. Check ShogunSportFishing.com. They have the complete schedule up there, and you can actually book right online. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Jerry calling us from Garden Grove this morning? Hi, Jerry. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, Pete, Rick, Renee, and Paul. You guys got me all pumped up already. I had to cancel an 8 day last year with Carson. Had to watch three of my boys get on the boat, and I took them down. You remember, it was pretty tough, Rick. Well, I'm all healthy, and I rebooked for the Carson trip that's already sold out in June, and I'm doing that freezer special, the second trip in February. I'm just wondering, should I bring some market squid for the February trip and some larger squid up here from Garden Grove for the 8-day? Would that be smart, or you guys got it handled?
We typically have a little bit of, bait on the boat, but if you'd like to bring your own supply for rock cutting in February, you can.
Does it make a difference?
We have a freezer. Yeah, sometimes it does. You know, we slab out some baits, use sardines, or we could, you know, put some squid on the lines, and sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but it's a good variety of bait to have, you know. It's a nice bait.
But if somebody had some, there's room in the freezer if Jerry wanted to bring his own.
Yeah, we could slab it out, accommodate. Cut it up for you.
Perfect. All right, Jerry, have a great trip. Glad you're back on the boat,
yeah,
for sure. Thanks a lot for the calls this morning.
All right, how about Cameron and Wildemar up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Cameron.
Good morning, Cameron.
Hey, good morning, boys, and thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us.
You know how if you go fishing enough, eventually you have that one time on the boat to where you go, I'll never forget this day. So I had that last Friday on the Chabasco 2 on the Ocean side. 15 minutes, literally 15 minutes outside the harbor, I hooked up with a 55-pound white sea bass and actually got it to the boat.
Nice. Oh, what a fish, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, I went from catching 3-pound sand bass on the smallest setup I had to catching and actually landing that 55-pound white sea bass. And this is in about 45 feet of water and after it had wrapped around the rope of a lobster pot. And the captain and crew did such a great job of helping me out. And I can't believe I actually got it to the boat. And just wanted to tell everybody that hang in there, man. I'm 49 years old. It took me that long to get my first ghost, but I actually got it.
Wow, congratulations. Congrats. That's a nice way to start with
the
ghost.
You got a real one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, Fiel's up next on Let's Talk Hookup, calling from San Diego this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. My question, I actually have two questions. The first one is, getting my first setup for the multi-day, what do you guys suggest? And then my second question is, as somebody who only gets to fish, you know, maybe once or twice a month, are there any books that any of the captains could suggest that I should take a look at?
You know, Jeff Burrows actually writes a pretty knowledgeable book. I think it's called For the Love of Long Range Sport Fishing. They have all that stuff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. They have a selection of books and stuff. But I think those are helpful just because it goes over everything. Like, it shows you what to bring, shows you how to tie knots. So for somebody that's just getting into it, it might be very helpful.
If you want to do long range fishing trips like that, I really like that one. I think that's a great suggestion, Jeff's book. That new one
from Freaky Tiki
would be another really good one. That's just, those are books like about long range fishing and how it goes. And I mean, down to, like Paul was saying, down to loading the boat and, you know, and standing in line and like all those little things are covered. So that's a good one. Another one that I would recommend as far as just really well-written fishing stuff that will improve your game are any of the three books written from Brandon Hayward. I think he did a really good job of, like, those are more like, you know, you'll read those, and if you can soak in that information, that'll make you a better fisherman. And I think, not that the other books wouldn't do the same, the other ones are really helpful for, you know, if you've never been on a multi-day trip, kind of giving you the entire rundown, in addition to giving you some great information about tips and technique and all that kind of stuff.
Indeed. And also, if you go to our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, which you can access on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, the right corner has all the links to their social media. We have great YouTube videos on knot tying, including Captain Paul Caramayo tying knots. And of course, we just posted those new ones from John Collins last week up there. You can learn a lot of the long-range knots on our YouTube channel. that'll help you a lot, too. And that's a step-by-step instruction there.
You guys did crimping on that one,
yeah,
Paul, right?
With Paul, yeah.
Tying big fish knots. That's a really,
yep.
Those are really good ones.
Yep. San Diego knots, the trilene knot. So a lot of good stuff. So check those out. Those are very, very helpful. But the ultimate education is going on the trip.
No doubt.
I always call it the University of Fishing because it's absolutely, there's no better education, right, guys, than just going on the trip.
It's all about the experience.
Yeah. And then you learn from guys like Renee and Paul, and like firsthand.
And
yeah.
Don't be afraid of going. Like, just no matter what duration of trip you want to go on, you're going to step on the boat having either been 100 times or have never been on a multi-drip before. Like, if you like to fish and you've been fishing before, there's no skill set that needs to be learned before you jump on a trip on the Shogun. Like, it's just not the case.
In fact, you're probably almost better off not having a skill set, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have any
properly.
Bad habits. You can learn how to do it the right way the first time.
Exactly, for sure.
The crews are so good. I mean, and they're really good at sensing how much help a guy needs or doesn't need. You know, I mean, if from literally this is how you tie on a hook and cast a reel to, you know, this guy clearly knows what's going on. Hey, man, you might think about doing this when you're pulling on your fish. Put your hand here or set the rod on the rail this way. Maybe it'll be a little more comfortable for you. I mean, that's what they do. They're the best in the world at it. You don't have to worry about it.
Right, Renee?
Yeah. You know, we got the crew down there. They'll help you cast a bait out if you've never casted them out. If you need, you know, different techniques on hooking a bait. And how long of a top shot or how long of a fluorocarbon leader you need and what size hook you need. But, you know, shoulder hooking, butt hooking, nose hooking for different types of conditions, currents, and all that. So
show it all.
They show it all.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of which, now, I know on the Royal Star, the favored double knot was the trilene knot. Is that also going to be the favored double knot on the Shogun for Paul?
It's the one I tie for 100-pound test.
Okay.
I'll let the guys tie whatever they're most confident tying, but that's if you ask me to tie a knot, I'll be tying that.
That trilene knot. The two-turn trilene. Or that, how many turn?
It's five turns.
Five turns.
Five turns, but two loops through the eye.
Two loops through the eye, five turns. And, like I say, we have that on our YouTube channel, too, right? What about, Renee?
The Springer knot.
The Springer knot. You like the Springer knot?
We use it sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the one that John Collins tied for us here on the radio show.
We just posted a YouTube video on that Springer knot. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it good, Renee?
It's good. I mean, I haven't seen it really fail at all.
Okay.
That was one of those knots that almost scared me. Like, well, it's too easy to tie.
It's too easy.
Yeah. No way this thing works, you know.
Right? Like, it's so nothing, simple.
It's the same thing, you know, with tying some of those, you know, a good knot tied correctly is right. But that was one of those when somebody showed me that. I'm like, well, that's too easy. That's way too easy. That's not going to work, but it does. That's a great knot.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Tori and Kevin calling all the way from up in Oregon this morning.
And
guys?
Oregon. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, gentlemen. We wanted to congratulate Renee and Paul. This is Tori and Renee's father-in-law, Kevin.
Oh, hi.
That's cool.
Yep, right, we're calling you all the way from Bend, Oregon, but we wouldn't miss this show, that's for sure.
Fantastic. Awesome. Are you listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app?
That's correct.
All right,
we are.
Fantastic. All right.
We are. But, besides the big congratulations to you guys, we just wanted to find out what your long-range plans are. Do you plan on doing any other excursions or just what are your plans, guys?
Great question.
Actually, we do have a couple new innovative things here that we want to try for next year. We're obviously going to run as many fishing trips as possible, but next year in January, we're putting a six-day surf/fish combo trip.
Ooh.
On.
Wow.
Fantastic.
And we are for sure that we are going to do it right now. We're still in the works of sponsors and dates on who's going to put their name on the trip. So it's kind of a toss-up right now, but we know that for sure we are doing one in January next year after the fly-down, fly-back.
That sounds awesome. So you'll take a couple skiffs and...
Yeah, it's from what we have planned out, the rough draft, we're gonna take a couple skiffs, and we're going to focus on the Seven Sisters six-day trip, and obviously there's plenty of good inshore fishing in that neck of the woods, too. Obviously, you can't predict the swell a year in advance, but, you know, if conditions are not good for surfing, there's great fishing very, very close by.
Oh, I think that sounds fantastic. Yeah, they can always, you know, they check the buoys and they see when the swells are coming in. So they got a couple of weeks, maybe a month range.
No doubt.
I think that's so cool that one of the things you guys have in your arsenal is having the skiffs from the skiff trips and being able to do cool stuff like that. And I know that's both your backgrounds. I mean, what a cool, yeah. You know, what a cool way to be able to
still be able to skiff fish.
Yeah.
Even though that we're out on a big giant boat.
Yeah, that's fun. Hey, just out of curiosity, Tori and Kevin, what's the outside temperature in Bend, Oregon right now?
Actually, we're not that bad right now. We're 41 degrees and light rain.
And raining.
Very nice. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us from Bend, Oregon, and listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
See you guys. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Captain Renee, Captain Paul. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. No one makes more lures that get bit by more fish than Shimano. Colt Sniper Jigs, Colt Sniper Jerk Baits, Pop Orca, Butterfly, and the amazing Shimano Flat Fall Jig. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you choose the right Shimano jig for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano jigs, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
All right, here it is, January, you know, not getting out a lot of fishing.
Lot
but
of
I know where it's always biting wide open, and that's Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, right, Rick?
But no doubt about that. I mean, that's our spot, being on the water, especially with wind and rain for the last week. If you want the most killer fresh fish case or anything at Point Loma Seafoods behind the counter, it's the best. It's the freshest thing in town.
Yeah, it is the freshest thing. I had lunch there yesterday with owner John, and it's a family operation, and everything is watched out by the family. In fact, everything they do there is first rate, first cabin. There is no scrimping at Point Loma Seafoods,
sure.
For sure. Had the delicious swordfish tacos yesterday.
Dude,
fantastic.
Right on.
And, you know, if it's fresh fish you want, they had a case of fresh fish that anybody would love to see in June, no less than January.
We're so big there at the, you know, obviously at the tackle shop, we eat there all the time. Now we're really big on the specials menu. Like, we just kind of never realized that with things, you get so stuck on ordering your squid sandwich. But the specials boards that they have there is killer. All kinds of lobster rolls and grilled fish options and things you wouldn't even know that existed at Point Loma Seafoods.
Ipswich clam sandwiches.
Yeah, so
yeah,
good.
That's what Steve had yesterday. It's great. Check it out. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Been a very busy morning. First opportunity for you to get through on the phones in over an hour. We have one line open on both of the lines. One at 858-457-1090 and one at 877-792-1090.
All right, you have in April a 16-day accurate sponsored 1613 fly down, fly back with only a limited load, only 18 passengers. How about that trip, Paul?
It's actually a ride down, fly back.
Ride down,
fly ride back. Down, fly back.
Okay. Yeah, which is great.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a killer trip. Get on the boat in San Diego. Obviously, travel down. Maybe make a pit stop along the way. This trip's going to be geared more towards, you know, cow fishing. It's a long range trip, yeah. Targeting giant tuna, whether the better fishing being at Hurricane Bank or who knows, could be right there where Renee killed them on the last trip.
Exactly.
Which would give you a lot of fishing time on a trip like that.
You're going to wherever the best fishing is, and you have a lot of time to get to wherever that is.
Yes.
Yeah, and I know when Jack and the boys at Accurate sponsor a trip, they bring a lot of tackle for people to use for free, right?
Right, yeah. They bring it all the reels they have to, you know, give them out as loaner rods or just promo rods.
Just try it out. Yeah, like lots of rods and reels, right?
Lots. Yeah.
They also do a lot. That's a fun trip, too, because they do a lot of giveaways on the boat and a lot of those trips are just a lot of fun, long-range, accurate, sponsored trips, especially the one on the Shogun. Like, you know, there'll be things when it's slow in the middle of the day and, you know, all right, first person to catch a 150-pounder is going to win this reel or win these pliers. It's just they're really fun trips to go on. The atmosphere is light. They're really cool.
Indeed. So if you want to go, 16-day ride down flyback leaves Friday, April 12th, comes back Sunday, April 28th. You can fly back from Cabo. You drop the passengers off, and then you meet the boat 3 days later in San Diego, right?
That's it.
And there's a light load right now. I mean, a great opportunity to go fishing on, you know, on a first-class boat with these two guys on a light load.
That's yeah, awesome. Great opportunity.
Get on it,
chance
for sure.
To catch a cow,
I can guarantee
super.
Yeah,
I can guarantee that me and Renee will both be on that trip.
The two of us will be on the trip.
Okay. So.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are definitely getting jam-packed. Let's find out who's up next and talk to Brian. He's calling us from Harupa Valley this morning. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Brian. Appreciate your call this morning.
Good morning, guys. I started fishing the Shogun when it was in Alley Harbor with Norm when the trips were $40 to go to Catalina or San Clemente Island, and we used to kill the bass at San Clemente with Norm running the boat.
That's cool.
The question I had was, what's the protocol for Guadalupe now? Do you still have to go to Ensenada to check in and out?
Yeah. We make a stop there every time we head down to check in and check out, and then U.S. Customs the following morning.
I was amazed at how simple, fast, and easy that whole process is, though, when I went on the Shogun with you.
Yeah, you know, as soon as we try to get our bait and groceries loaded if it's a turn and burn trip as fast as we can and jam down there. It usually takes about 6 hours to get to Ensenada, and then after that, it's about 18 hours to Guadalupe. So you'll be fishing the following day in the afternoon or early, you know, around lunch or so.
And it's just a quick, like you say, it's
very,
a quick
very
check
quick.
In, quick check in, quick
about
paperwork, 20 or, you're out of there.
20 minutes or less sometimes, yeah. Maybe 30.
You have it down.
Yeah.
And they expect you, they know you're coming.
Yeah.
So it's like I say, a very simple process and very, 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 very easy for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back in? This time talk to Norman, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Norman. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got I'm curious about those fly down, fly back trips. Can you tell us how you handle the tackle, if you want to take tackle, and what about the fish that you catch? What happened to those?
It's a good question, Norman.
As far as your tackle and gear, what you do is you can come down either the morning the boat departs from San Diego or the day before, and you put your gear on the boat. And so then when you fly down to Cabo, obviously your gear's already on the boat. You just put it on before the boat leaves within a day or two. And as far as the fish go, they'll all be kept fresh. It's not a long enough duration to freeze any fish on that trip.
All RSW.
So it'll be all RSW.
You bring it all back.
And we bring it all home just like a standard trip. The only thing that's not conventional about the trip is you getting on and off the boat in Cabo. Every other aspect of the trip is just like one that you'd be departing out of San Diego.
It's, for the passenger, it's really the best of both worlds because you don't have to worry about your gear. You throw it all in the boat ahead of time, throw your clothes in the stateroom, throw your tackle box in the stateroom if you want, whatever, and the gear just goes down. 3 days later, you hop on a plane with a backpack on, and you're on the boat, and the next day you're fishing. And then when the trip is over, if it's a fly-down trip or a fly-home trip, same deal. You leave everything on the boat. You don't worry about it on the flight home. You jump off with your backpack and your passport, and you fly home. And a couple days later, the boat makes its way back to San Diego, and you get your fish and your gear, and you're all done.
And the cool thing is you can make your fisherman's processing order right on the boat. Just fill out the fisherman's processing. They'll handle all the fish. You just decide how you want, 1 pound bags, et cetera, and they'll handle all the fish when the boat comes in.
That's correct. And if you have any special requests, you got 3 days from when you get off the boat to handle it with Sean and make your arrangements.
There you go. All right. I've done them before. It's as easy as it gets. You just fly down, fly back with not even an overnight bag. You really don't need to take your computer or whatever.
Yeah,
and that's awesome. It. That's all you need. Hey, Norm, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. It's been a busy morning. Phones have been packed. Now, finally, an open line for you. 877-792-1090.
Let's talk to Brian from Puma Valley this morning. Hi, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Brian?
What's happening, Paul and Renee? How are you guys doing?
Doing good,
buddy.
Thank
you.
So I'm at work. I'm in Puma Valley, but I live in Bay Park, really close to Renee. I've been on a Shogun a bunch for all you guys listening. With Paul added to the crew, oh my God, it is going to be the boat to be on.
No doubt about that. You guys do a great job in the boat. So comfy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be very, very fun fishing with Paul. Right next to my side, instead of fishing against him.
That's good. When's your next trip aboard the Shogun, Brian?
I got a February 22nd, 2-day trip coming up, and then I got a 6-day on that skiff trip, and then I got a 10-day in October on their True Charters. So I'm looking forward to every one of those.
Well, you're not messing around. You got some days.
Good for you.
My question is, has anybody seen any bluefin around, either at Kameni or down south? Maybe in February we can get into some of those.
There's always a possibility. I don't think I've heard of any local news on those fish being popping up or anything. The last I heard was when those guys were around Christmas time, we had those 5-day trips, and they were down there, in the 29-30 block area. But there's a big possibility that's the time of the year where they kind of pop outside of Colonnette.
And there has been some local fish around popping up here and there. So, I mean, a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just before the weather. And, I mean, we went the day before that weather rolled in and had a really good school of 50 to 70 pounders. And we didn't catch one. We got to watch them jumping around eating a bait ball. And, I mean, I don't think that you could set your watch to it, but just the fact that that fish is around in our general neighborhood is nothing but a good sign. You know, I mean, catching a bluefin like that in January on real quick schools up and down like that, it's it's almost more novelty than something you say, okay, we're going to go catch a bunch of these fish. But knowing that it's around in January in moderate weather, I say is a great thing coming forward, you know, for our spring and our, you know, and these winter trips when you get a nice block of good weather and an opportunity to go look and work for them.
All right. Fantastic. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Enjoy your trip on the Shogun. Captain Mike Pritchard aboard the Tributes calling us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, morning, gang. How's it going?
Great, great. You down at Colonnette?
You know, we are. We have first day of a 2.5-day dock ski sponsored trip. Right now, we're down here fishing bottom fish, taking advantage of the flat, greasy, calm conditions. I mean, there's a swell, but there's zero wind. Very, very nice conditions. We're scratching away pretty good at the reds, at the bank perch, and whitefish. A couple of link cut. I know the guys up on the high spot are starting to pick away at the yellowtail pretty good. It sounds like fish anywhere from 20 to 30 pounds. And that's something we're going to be focusing on our upcoming trips. We have a Pelagic-sponsored day-and-a-half trip leaving next Friday night. And the following week, we have a Seeker-sponsored trip and an Akuma-sponsored trip after that. But for the guys that are fishing yellowtail right now, it sounds like they're scratching pretty good. And really, these the rockfish is going down pretty good here, too, for not drifting anywhere.
Wow. Sounds like fun and beautiful weather today. And so you get the whole day in there and then come back tomorrow morning, right?
We're on a 2.5 day. It was originally a 3.5, but with that swell we had yesterday, we cut it down a bit. We got out of the channel last night as the swell was coming down. A really nice right down swell here in very, very nice conditions. Still a little bit of a lump, but very, very nice. So we have all day today, all day tomorrow. We'll be back Monday morning. And then we'll be leaving Friday night on that Pelagic sponsored trip. Those are very, very good trips. Lots of giveaways. The guys from Pelagic definitely hook everybody up and just kind of add to the package. So the weather looks nice next week, and we'll be back down here fishing for rockfish, lingcod, and yellowtail.
Fantastic. Somebody wants to climb board the Tribute. How do we do that, Mike?
We just got a nice lingcod. Give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com, and we'll check back in with you guys tomorrow morning.
Excellent. All right. Keep getting them, Mike. Glad to hear you catching some lings and some reds, and we'll look forward to hearing some yellowtail, too. Appreciate the call this morning live aboard the Tribute.
All right. Let's jump right back into the phones. John and Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, guys. So I have been able to convince a buddy of mine who came here from the Midwest to go on a trip longer than an overnight, and he's listening. So do me a favor. Help me sell him on fishing with you guys on a multi-day trip.
Well, the only difference between a 3 or a 5-day trip and an overnight is you're just doing the consecutive overnights. There's no reason to be scared. It's a big, giant platform. All these boats are very safe.
I'll tell you,
it's
another...
a great time. The food is significantly better. If you did just in that aspect, the sleeping quarters and the food is
a vacation.
Yeah.
It's a vacation in its own. Instead of sleeping in a 2-foot-wide hard mat and eating, you know, hamburgers and grilled cheeses, you're sleeping in a 4 or 5 foot wide,
nice
deluxe, air conditioned stateroom with only you and your buddy, and eating a 3-course gourmet meal for dinner. If that doesn't sell it in its own right there,
yeah, well,
I don't know what
will. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You're doing it. Yeah.
Heads and showers and comfort and big boat and big giant galley, which we're obviously all going to get to see the brand new galley. Cause I know that's one of the, at the beginning of the show, you said one of the projects you guys are working on. So
yeah, that's
but for
nice.
Your buddy, once you go on the Shogun or any of the quality long range boats, you're spoiled.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like going to like the finest 5-star hotel versus a Motel 6.
Is
that a good comparison?
Here's the reason for your buddy
Excellent
not to
comparison.
Go.
Yeah.
The reason for your buddy not to go is once you go one time, you will go back every year for the rest of your life because there's nothing better. There's nothing better than going on a trip like that.
Yeah, and the education, too, you get from, you know, typically the crews on all the San Diego boats are fantastic, but the crew on the long-range boats are just those guys that have moved up in the ranks, right? Like you guys.
Typically, yes.
That's the show. Like, that's where you achieve, you know, that's where you work to get to, and just everything. The amount of bait, the amount of capabilities, and the guys that are running the boats. I mean, there's just, it's the World Series. It's the big league.
So, just go.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. We're giving away a full-day trip from the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner going fishing on that full-day trip on board the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, another newly remodeled galley. They're doing a bunch of work to the Liberty, so you're going to get to be one of the first people to go on the newly redone Liberty. Is going to Scott in San Diego. Scott, congratulations. You are going to love that trip.
Indeed, indeed. And when is Liberty going back online?
I think the plan was the beginning to middle of next month. So I know they got another couple of weeks still. They're doing a major galley redo, building a big giant galley in the boat. You know, all redoing all the cooking areas and things like that. So I believe in the middle of next month.
Perfect timing. All right, hey guys, Renee, Paul, first time on Let's Talk Hookup, and we certainly hope it's not going to be the last.
Killed it!
Killed it!
Yeah,
thank you guys. Absolutely. Phones were packed the whole time, and very, very popular. And so if somebody wants to go fishing with you in the upcoming season, lots of spots available. How do we do that, Renee?
We can get a hold of Jen in the office. Just ask for Jen or the Shogun, 619-226-8030. And you can also go on the website, shogunsportfishing.com, and book on there.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
To go.
Go fishing, man. And congratulations to both of you and your great new partnership. Very excited for you, Paul and Renee. You're gonna be a formidable team. There's no doubt about it, for sure.
Thank you.
We'd also want to say thanks to Frank for giving us the opportunity, because it's a pretty good opportunity.
Thank everybody that's helped us along the way.
Everybody,
there's definitely been more than a couple handfuls of people that have been supporting us and trying to make this happen for us.
That's
so
cool.
We'd like to thank everybody.
You bet. Well, and you guys deserve it. You've worked hard, and I know now the work has just begun.
Yeah.
Indeed. Hey, guys, congratulations, and we'll look forward to going fishing with you for sure. And we'll look forward to having you back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Jeff Hughes from H&H Marine, the ultimate mechanic, right here on the show. Both your outboards, your diesel engines, gas engines, he does it all at H&H Marine. And Jeff is going to be right here, certified Yamaha mechanic, the whole deal. So 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see you back then. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for everything he does. See you right here on the Mighty 1090 tomorrow morning. Throw lunch in the sand.